Nationwide, the homicide rate is rising, challenging many big cities. Consider Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Last year, the city broke its homicide record for the third year in a row. What is behind this surge in deadly violence? Well, local leaders are trying to figure it out so they can make 2023 a safer year. We're joined now by one of those leaders. Deshaun Ewing is Family Injury and Violence Prevention Coordinator for the city of Milwaukee. Deshaun, hello.
Hello.
Homicides have doubled in your city since 2019. Is there good data as to why the numbers are what they are?
There is data, and that data is still being studied and evaluated. But what we have realized is that a lot of this has been exacerbated by what we went through with the pandemic. And I know that's probably been said a million times, but I think it continues needing to be said, is that when the pandemic struck, there were many things that went up in numbers, including violence in the city, and that's nationally. So it's not just a Milwaukee issue, this is a national issue that we here in Milwaukee are hoping to address through some neighborhood-based initiatives.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you say, this does coincide with homicide numbers rising nationwide, especially during the pandemic, but Milwaukee's 95% increase dwarfs the numbers of the country as a whole. So is something unfortunately specifically happening in Milwaukee?
I won't say it's specific to Milwaukee. I believe that we are just really seeing the outcry of a lack of support and services that have been years in the making. Because I believe what people don't want to recognize is that prior to the pandemic, we actually saw a decrease in violence in the city of Milwaukee and homicides for about 3 years running. So there were some things that were happening and strategies that were in place that were working. But then when you see the harm that was caused by the pandemic, the lack of social emotional supports, the lack of conflict resolution skills in some cases, and also the rise in accessibility to guns.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what was working?
Areas of where we do conflict resolution, where we do have individuals that are in spaces of our community that are going out and about and working to resolve conflicts prior to incidents happening, and even in some cases after incidents happening, to keep retaliation at a minimum or not to happen at all.
Mm-hmm. And how about policies on the availability of guns or the funding of law enforcement? What's happening on those fronts?
Well, that is a great question. When it comes to the availability of guns, that legislation, those laws often are not within the jurisdiction of cities. This is something that is on a federal and state level. Mm. And so, again, we need to make sure that if individuals within our federal government and our state government are really serious about reducing violence in their cities, especially our urban cities. But we also want to make sure that our police are there when necessary, but they often are in a reactionary role. And also building that partnership between community-based organizations, even organizations that work within community spaces, that the police can partner with them to bring information, to bring education before incidents happen.
Yeah, I have read that the police department is down something like 200 officers. So, you know, having funding for that certainly seems like that's part of the picture. Deshaun, can I ask if there is one case that has hit you particularly hard? I read about a horrific news item of a 10-year-old boy accused of shooting his mother back in November.
Yes. I mean, every case hits me. And yes, that situation is very tragic. Again, accessibility to firearms. But when it comes to just the issues of making sure our city is whole, our city is healing, because you also have to look at the systemic damage that has been done over the years, decades, centuries. If we're not speaking to that and we're not doing things to help correct those wrongs, we're only doing more harm and we will continue to see what we're seeing right now.
Yeah. And finally, I know this is another kind of personal question. Are there days where you ask yourself, is this problem too big for us, too big for me, too big for anyone?
I think if anyone is honest with themselves, they do ask, am I being effective? Am I helping to make change? I don't necessarily see it as a too big issue because I believe if we galvanize the resources and that we really are truly committed to changing our community. It's going to happen. It can happen. I see glimmers of hope every day when I work with partners and we convene and we talk and we speak and we go out into community and we meet with community residents. So those are the days when I realize there's nothing too big for us. It's just about, are we going to be dedicated to make the actions happen, to do the things we need to do the community place-based organizing, resource gathering that is going to bring the change about.
That's Deshaun Ewing, Family Injury and Violence Prevention Program Coordinator with the City of Milwaukee. Deshaun, best of luck to you, and thank you.
And thank you for having me on.